Are you there, sir?
Yes.
Yes. Greetings. Happy Saturday. Welcome to the snack. Welcome back to the Snack Shot.
How you doing, Frederick?
Good. Were you able to hear any of that?
I did. Yes, I heard it all. That's, that's quite interesting. It made me think that I always wanted you to get Joe Sansone on your show. He's a Florida selectman, county commissioner, something like that, who's really been championing the what is he doing? It's either COVID or the election. But I really wanted to get him into the Appalachians because he's been going around the country trying to get. Trying to get the people really to react, because right now we got a comatose population, as you know, and this is a fateful weekend. You asked me what I wanted to talk about. What I wanted to talk about is those aircraft carriers parked off the coast of Gaza, and what's going to happen to them tomorrow. Dennis Fecho didn't want me to talk about this, but we got a bad situation here. It's like the whole world is topsy-turvy now, and the only people who are making sense are the Russians, who are saying that it appears that the United States has gone mad, and what are we going to do about it? I mean, Joe Biden's not going to fix anything. The Israelis aren't going to fix anything. So what did I want to talk about? The first thing I wanted to talk about was Sidney Powell, the lawyer for Trump, who copped a plea in Georgia, admitting that she lied as far as the fixed election was concerned. Well, the fact of the matter is she didn't lie, but she's copped a plea because she got so many threats of long prison terms from this kangaroo court that she's in, that she felt motivated to, like I say, cop a plea and get probation and some monstrous fine instead of going to jail for 33 years like some of these protesters on January 6th are getting.
Right. So, my understanding was that they dropped the 7 felony bogus charges if she would plead guilty to a misdemeanor. What you heard?
Yeah.
And
basically, I'm trying to remember what I heard, actually.
Yeah. But it's basically, you know, you're not going to win this. You know, we can do this the hard way or the easy way. And if anybody, you know, we do a lot of court advocacy stuff here. And you know, you're seeing this, you know, Marxism's creep into the court system where, you know, the DAs now are the, you know, judges. They're saying, you know, you're guilty, you know, or you're not guilty. And the judges are just going along with it. And the defense, you know, basically, if you get a lawyer that'll take your case, they'll just tell you to take the plea. They don't even try to defend you anymore. And you know, this is the state. And so when I heard Mockingbird saying, you know, oh, Sidney, she's turned on Trump, you know, now we're going to get to the truth about the big, you know, fraud. And it's like, that's not what happened at all. Basically, you have this woman that they've tormented for how many years now? You know, destroyed her career, and it's like, we're going to send you to prison for the rest of your life, or you can turn on Trump. Your choice. Yeah, it's got to be your free will choice. You know?
And her sidekick, Cheeseboro, did the same thing. So what this augurs is everybody who has worked for Trump is either going to turn on Trump or be slammed into jail. And I think that includes Trump as well. So he's quite likely to win the election while in jail. What do you think?
That would be an interesting I think that's actually happened in U.S. history, though, hasn't it?
Oh, it has.
Yeah.
Charlie Ionello in Boston, he was a representative from Deer Island, and he was in prison and got reelected.
There you go. So it can happen, kids. Get your popcorn ready.
But I'd actually like to see that, yeah.
But, yeah, this Marxist lawfare system, you know, that has crept in and destroyed – what was supposed to be, you know, this wonderful balanced system, you know, they have completely weaponized it. And they're, you know, it's like the mask are coming off. They don't even care anymore that right. people are being terrorized by the legal system, just like in the Soviet Union. Funny how that works.
Exactly.
And, you know, communist China and communist, you know, Korea. The list goes on.
Exactly right.
But please continue, sir.
We're in such dire straits that the common sense is coming from Russia and China now, and that's a very frightening prospect.
Well, that was the thing I saw, that Putin actually sent relief aid to Palestine, and Mockingbird saying how what a horrible thing that was that he did. He's not sending weapons. He's sending medical supplies, food, and water, because the chicken swingers have shut off the water, the food lines, you know, the electricity, et cetera. And so
right.
Putin actually, you know, has sent aid. Franklin Graham and Samaritan's Purse, not so much. And there are a lot of Christians in Palestine, Franklin Graham of Samaritan's Purse, but apparently they don't count. But.
Yes, indeed, they don't. I don't know where Joe Biden is in all of this. He's over there somewhere, but nobody's paying any attention to him, which is a good thing. I mean, that attests to their intelligence. But I have heard, I tried to tell Dennis this, so he didn't want to hear it. There are predictions that World War III starts on October 23rd, which would be tomorrow. And what could precipitate that are any number of things. But those aircraft carriers over there are really sitting ducks. And I've heard, I thought of this myself before I heard it anywhere else. But wouldn't it be fun if a hypersonic missile or a clandestine submarine took out an aircraft carrier, which the Iranians have threatened to do in the past with their various sundown missiles and things. But if a hypersonic missile were to come out of nowhere, all sorts of countries would be blamed, most notably Iran. But I think if anything happens to any of the American military aspects over there, it's going to be a false flag. Israel's going to do it and blame it on somebody else. I don't know if they'll do that, because that could send the whole region up in flames, and I don't think anybody wants that, least of all the Palestinians. But I have the same feeling about this weekend and the situation that's evolving over there as I did about the Ukraine war, how ashamed I am of the American citizens who were rooting for Ukraine against the big bad bear Russia, and now they're rooting for Israel. There's all the support coming out of the United States and the rest of the Western world for Israel.
Isn't it over the top, you know, all the monuments with the Israeli flag showing on them? You know, it's like, this is such an over-the-top propaganda push that they've got to be, you know, leading up to something.
They are the world's chief sadists, and they are also the motivating force behind the invasion of the U.S. from the southern border, and they were also, as long as we're itemizing these things, behind the catastrophe that took place in Hawaii with their Jewish governor and their Jewish police chief and 2,000 missing children, which is a subject that has disappeared from the news queue ever since it happened. What happened to those kids? And it's like the American people are so comatose, they've even stopped asking that question.
Right. And, so, you know, also Palestine, America, you know, that
yes.
they were destroyed. But,
yeah,
you know, where is the aid for them? And so they don't get any, you know, aid in Palestine, and we didn't get any aid in Palestine. We don't get anything in Hawaii, but we've got, you know, plenty of resources to fight two wars, according to Janet Yellen. You know, we can fight,
right.
you know, Ukraine, and, you know, we can, you know, support Israel in their, you know, grand war, you know, their existential war, right? But yes, your thing about the aircraft carrier, when you game it out, you know, aircraft carriers became so obsolete, you know,
right.
in the 1990s, basically, when this new supersonic technology with these modern munitions that can literally split an aircraft carrier in half with one mm-hmm. shot. You know, it's amazing to see that kind of destructive capability. And a lot of it was developed, you know, with the co-op between the United States and Israel. You know, the Israelis pride themselves on their high explosive technologies like enhanced RBX and all those other, you know, nanothermite and other things that they've developed over there. It's a lot of it with stolen technology from the United States. But, you know, an aircraft carrier isn't a big scary thing anymore in a global conflict, because they will last all of 6 minutes when, you know, the bombs start flying. You know, yeah, that's just the reality. Yeah. But it would be a great propaganda piece for one of those Israeli Dolphin subs, like you said, to take it out, or, you know, one of the, you know, Israeli hypersonic missiles, and then blame it on, well, gee, Russia has hypersonic technology and Iran has hypersonic technology, so it must have been them, right? And that's the way Mockingbird always sells it. So, but please continue.
Have you canvassed your neighbors about any of this? And what's the local sentiment about the situation of the United States vis-a-vis Israel and the Jews?
Well, you know, within my crew and my network here, you know, it's basically this conversation. They're seeing it as BB was just pushed into a corner facing civil war. So what better way to, you know, end a civil war than to unite everybody against a false flag terrorist attack and then try to, continue the Likudnik, you know, strategy for taking out Iran, balkanizing Iran, so they have their greater Israel, right? But, you know, the public at large, though, you're still... You know, it's the zombie thing. These people are, you know, bragging about getting their booster COVID shots. You know, no amount of information is going to change the minds of this educated community. It's so funny that the country bumpkins are finally seeing what's really going on, but the educated academic crowd of New Boone, I mean, it's just this, you know, it's like the invasion of the body snatchers. You know, you either are spouting the line or you're not of the body. You know, they just got this, you know, little echo chamber in this town locked down. And, you know, you can't talk, you know, anything that's critical of Israel, you know, or the left agenda, the woke agenda. You can't even ask somebody. The New Boone Council passed a thing that you can't even ask somebody where they're from now, because that's a microaggression, right? So that's the insanity we're under here with this, you know, astroturfed government we have.
Is that worse than a pronoun violation?
Oh, yeah, really. Not you gendering somebody will land you in the Watauga jail, you know, in a heartbeat.
I read a thing on Dennis's show today. Tucker Carlson had a very nice program with an interview with a black man, a very sensible black man named Vince Everett Ellison, author of Crime Inc., who discussed the possibility of orchestrated degradation and victimization within the black community by political entities, particularly the Democratic Party. And of course, white people see that as blacks can do no wrong and whites can do nothing right. He talked a lot about George Floyd. Everybody's been kind of reassessing the phenomenon of George Floyd, who has had statues erected to him all over the country for his heroism as a fentanyl user. And Mr. Ellison suggested that the glorification of figures like George Floyd and the worship of black people by Joe Biden, saying that white supremacists are the leading cause of trouble in the United States, it represents an insidious strategy to perpetrate a certain stereotype of blacks who are reliant on the system, thereby solidifying a voting base and maintaining a form of socio-political control. And we see that with just about every black person we see now, especially out in public, not necessarily people we might know. But they have a chip on their shoulder now that they've been convinced by the media that they've been oppressed by the whites for so long that they can be totally aggressive toward them. And we see it in all the YouTube videos where these black punks come up behind old white-haired white people and beat the shit out of them for no particular reason. And I mean, that's a phenomenon that started under Obama, but it's really reached epidemic proportions at this point where Dennis's first guest on the show today was a British lady who had lived out of the country and went back to England for a while and was afraid to go out of her house at night because there were so many colored people all over the place. And I don't think that's certainly not the situation in my neighborhood. It is in the big cities like New York, where all these migrants have been shipped in and have really filled in the cracks that white people depended on to find jobs, since most of their regular jobs have been taken away from them by the COVID epidemic. And so there's this, you can't go out of your house in the United States anymore. That's the situation we're in, and it's getting worse with every single person that comes across the southern border. Have you heard anything about new community of 200,000 immigrants that has been constructed northeast of Houston, where all sorts of new building is going on there, and the so-called refugees who come across the border are being, many of them are being installed in that particular community. And it's like creating a brand new, well-built slum out of nowhere that has people who have no jobs and are fundamentally supported by the United States with debit cards, $2,200 a month, more than my Social Security, and cell phones. And that's just some of them. A lot of them are able to come across the border and choose their destination and be transported there by government and NGO buses and planes and other forms of transportation, while the American people are left to starve, essentially, and see themselves running out of money. And this to me is setting the stage for an invasion, which also might start tomorrow. And it has the complicity of Biden and the federal government, and the federal law enforcement agencies are assisting this happening. The Border Patrol is high-fiving these people as they come across the border. And this has been going on throughout Biden's term. I mean, it started out with the closure of the pipeline and the opening of the border, and it's like the consistent disasters that are obviously premeditated when it comes to all the food processing plants that have been burned down and all the towns that have been immolated by these beams from above that the government continues to deny exists. And it's like World War III started some time ago, and most of the American people haven't yet caught up with the idea that they are the victims of it.
Yeah, and you know, we have exactly what you're talking about here, where we get these busloads that come in, you know, from the border into Greensboro, North Carolina, and then they get on another bus and they come up to Boone, and you got all these Jewish-controlled NGOs that have got them set up to vote, got them housing, and they're setting up these high-density council homes, you know, Bauhaus-type high-density, you know, ghettos. And basically, they're getting all this, you know, government money and other NGO like Soros money for everyone that they're housing. So it's this, and you know, also old hotels are being remodeled. But anyway, you are listening to Blackburn on Saturday Snack Shack. I'm your host, Frederick C. Blackburn. Tonight we have Mr. John Kaminsky with us, and so we're going to take some commercial breaks here and listen to our sponsors, and please buy from our sponsors, and we'll be back on the other side.
Good deal.
Yeah. Well, all right. We are back. You're listening to Blackburn 9 Saturday Snack Shack. I'm your host, Frederick C. Blackburn. I hope everyone's having a wonderful Saturday. And tonight we have with us Mr. John Kaminsky. And we're going to open up the phone lines here. But first, you know, if you have resource, please contribute to RBN. Help keep RBN on the air. We need to have a truth outlet to combat this multi-trillion-dollar weaponized thing called Mockingbird. that's lying to us. So we have to have stations like this on the air. So please, if you still have resource, support RBN. So if you want to call into the show, you can call in at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252 or toll free 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And before the break, we were talking about this, you know, moving the people from the border up into, you know, not only the cities in the U.S., but also the rural areas. So here we have a constant flow, and we have these NGO groups that are, you know, basically, you know, using social services and all this NGO money to set these people up. And meanwhile, Heritage Appalachian folks can't get a dime. There is no welfare. There is no unemployment. There are no jobs. You know, white men and white women, you know, if you're Heritage, you need not apply in this new system up here. And, you know, so much of this is being run out of these NGO 501c3s that call themselves churches, right? Because they're getting big bucks for every one of these people that they relocate and sponsor, like how they call it. We're sponsoring these dreamers. And it's like, no, they're enemy combatants, they're invaders, they're replacement population. And when the pipes get turned off of the supply lines, it's going to get real ugly being surrounded by these people that feel that they've been lied to because they were promised the gold streets of America where they would live in the life of luxury like on TV, and that you're dealing with people that have an IQ from 70 to 80, and they're going to get here and see the reality is not paradise, and they're going to blame Whitey. So, Mr. Kaminsky, please continue with what you were talking about.
Which thing?
Whatever you want to talk about, it's your show.
Which thing? Well, I think everybody's, you know, everybody knows all about that. It's an insidious practice that can only have one objective, which is the further destabilization of America. We've suffered through the COVID thing that destroyed local businesses, and we've suffered through these numerous catastrophes of suspicious nature that government really doesn't spend much effort trying to fix. And certainly we were talking about East Palestine, Ohio. I mean, Joe Biden never did go and see those people, even though Trump did. They have suffered greatly. They basically lost their town and their home. So there's a lot of that going on now. People are losing their homes. People are being evicted from their apartments in the cities so they can house government funded immigrants. But I think really now the focus is on the Middle East, where it really looks like, and some Palestinian fans, and I'm a Palestinian fan, but some Palestinian fans think this is unfairly demeaning Hamas, but it's pretty well known that Hamas was set up by Israel, and that this supposed invasion of Israel by Palestinian terrorists. Hold on, I gotta shut my phone off. Hang on. And let me shut it off.
Okay.
Because it will ring again.
Right.
Yeah. So, Hamas didn't conduct this invasion by itself, and it had to be with Israel's permission. And it was to rescue Netanyahu from all the constant demonstrations that had been trying to get him to resign. And apparently he controls enough of the Israeli apparatus to override the will of the people. Big surprise in a Jewish country. It was an excuse to go in and wipe out Gaza, and then face with the approbation of the world at the realization of his plan. He got cold feet, and he hasn't ordered the invasion because it's beyond the typical barbarism that they've displayed against the Palestinians for the past 70 years, where they've been. They should, Israelis, this is something you should remember when Jews take exception to you trying to finger Israel as a barbaric country. Israeli soldiers shoot children in the head for sport regularly.
And we've all seen the IDF T-shirt, you know, with the pregnant Palestinian woman.
Right.
The logo says "One shot, two kills." I mean, these people are Maccabees. They see the Palestinians as cattle squatting on their land, yep. You know, and what they have put them through, you know, since 1948 and before, you know, back to, you know, the Balfour Declaration and the, you know, British Mandate, you know, they have just been a terrorized class, a second class citizenry. And what amazes me is, you know, all of these talking heads are saying, you know, well, we just need to remove the Palestinians from Gaza and relocate them, not in any Muslim countries, but to Western countries. They need to go to Europe. They need to go to the United States, but they need to leave Israel for everybody's good, right? So have you been hearing that argument?
Oh, yeah, that's one of the main planks. I think what's happening now is the rest of the world is uniting against Israel, and they're obvious barbarity. And the great danger in America, and in fact, I'm more focused on America than I am on Israel, because as long as America continues to be joined at the hip to Israel, America suffers the same aberration of the rest of the world, and the whole world becomes our enemy. And I've been thinking about this all the way through Biden's term here, that there is a conspiracy afoot, abetted by all these people coming across the border, and all of the change in law. I mean, law enforcement in this country has always been at the beck and call of the bankers, but it's much worse now, where patriots are being put in prison.
Exactly.
The very people who could save this country from this this alien control by Israel, because I mean, America is not a free country anymore. America is controlled by a foreign power, and that power is international Jewry, as manifested in the personages of these grotesque Jewish billionaires and these corporations like BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street Bank,
right,
that are totally operated by Jews, and they have captured all the businesses, all the real estate in America, and all the people as well.
Right.
And it's like, if you don't toe the Israeli line, if you don't submit to this Jewish persecution, then you're screwed. You're going to be out on the street. You're going to be poisoned by the, and don't get me started on doctors. Right. Jesus.
All right. Well, we got some calls lining up here, so let's take some calls. Producer,
Hold it. Before you do that, I'm being stalked. It's happened on two radio shows in a row, so we need to be careful of a guy named Russ. When he calls, he acts like an Israeli ambassador and starts to berate me about my comments about religion, and you can't ever talk about anything else. I saw a guy do that on Russia Today to an announcer. This is a typical Jewish plot to stifle debate. So we have to be careful of this guy named Russ, and if he calls, don't let him through.
All right. Okay. So, Mr. Producer, heads up on if we get a hostile caller, we'll drop that call. But right now, can we have Dan in Washington, please? Mr. Dan, are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
Happy Saturday.
Yeah. Nice and sunny. It's been rainy the past couple days, but the weather's good today. Nice fall. You know, the trees are turning, and I like the fall time. But I could go on. You guys touched on a lot of different topics, but I just wanted to make it my own conspiracy theory here that there was I forgot if it was Wall Street Journal or some newspaper came out bragging about the fact that of all the jobs that came out, basically 90% of them or more went to non-whites or immigrants in corporate America.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah, 96%, only 4% went to white people, and those were probably homosexual, you know, whites. So, Mr. Kaminsky, what's your comment on the employment stats?
That's very true. There are companies that are saying they don't want to hire white people; they just want people of color. And I forget the was it Best Buy that said they were only hiring black people now, and then their sales immediately went down. Target has suffered much of the same deal, and it's this thing that is that Biden has exacerbated by saying white people are the greatest threat to freedom in America, and that is, you talk about the inversion of values. It's not white people who are burning down American cities.
Yeah, well, I had a conspiracy about that. You know they screwed up with the anti-white stuff in the Army and Navy and stuff. But I have a conspiracy that since the recruiting numbers are down for white, young white men, I think they're deliberately blocking young white men out of these corporate jobs, so the only job they can get is basically to join the Army.
That's an interesting thought. As far as joining the military, I spent some time in the Navy. It wasn't a favorite part of my life, but it was my duty. And I am so appalled by the Navy trying to recruit drag queens to join the service and making a big deal about this one kid who dresses up as a woman, and they use him in a recruiting poster. So
right.
I fear that our military is reached a sorry situation where members of the military are more interested in buggering themselves than they are in protecting the country. That's pretty stark, but it's also true.
What do you say to that, Mr. Dan?
Yeah, no, I agree, and I think they're pushing this propaganda, and, you know, the scraping the Confederate flags off of gravestones and the get rid of white supremacy, but I think they know they messed up because, you know, young white men are basically the backbone of the military, and I really think it's a deliberate plot to get a bunch of white guys. Because I remember during the Gulf War, when I was in the Army, and there was a recession at that time, like in 1990, 91. And I feel like they can, since it's a volunteer military, they can coerce people to go in, basically. That's just my theory. But they're
The only thing you can get is going into the military because all corporate jobs, education jobs, et cetera, are now closed to you because you are an evil white person.
Exactly.
That really actually makes a lot of sense. So anything else before we let you go? We got some other callers.
No, that's all I had. All right, thanks.
Thank you, Dan. Well, I appreciate you calling. You have a great weekend now. All right, Mr. Producer, we have Miss Lynn from Maryland, please. Miss Lynn, are you there?
Thank you very much for taking my call. I appreciate it. Just so you know, the IDF is the most honorable military on the planet, and they never target civilian citizens. Well, I've actually figured that one out. Journalists aren't people, and Palestinians certainly aren't Israeli citizens. But we get to send munitions over to Israel on a daily basis. They're getting a delivery, and they've just been waiting for that third ship of the Marines to get there for boots on the ground. Because if you remember Biden's little speech the other night when he's making up this, you know, supplemental nonsense, mushing every country bill and order for another billions of billions together, because at least 5 or 10% of it, everybody, you know, at least somebody would want, so we'll all agree to it. And anyway, Israel demanded it because that damn thing at the synagogue at 6th and I Street on Tuesday, America must provide all support and supplies, everything needed for Israel, according to whatever his name was who runs the Center for Israel or some conference for Israel, because today we are We all stand here as one. We are united. I mean, so what? Hell, I guess we are Israel? I don't think so. I think this whole damn thing is a friggin' setup. Now, people died. They got killed, but who the hell killed them is what I want to know. Oh, but did you hear there happened to be a book that showed up on Thursday and probably some bombed out car, you know? Do you know how long it took any help to get over to where those people were getting slaughtered?
A long time.
Yeah.
8 hours.
7 hours.
Seven, eight hours. And yeah. Grandparents that were on their way to get their son and grandchildren who'd called for help, they got stopped. They were Israelis. They got stopped at an Israeli checkpoint, and the checkpoint guards weren't going to let them through. The grandmother said, I'm telling you right now that it's gonna, you're going to have to shoot me to stop us. And then she said, step on it. And they went, and they got to him. But when they got there, there were other people who were old men that were former military fighting with these people. A couple got hurt. They had to take them back or they would have bled out and then go back and get their son. And still, no military went in to protect any of those people. So I don't know who the hell those terrorists were, but I know that all that electronic equipment was disabled. But that was covered in that little book they found on Tuesday in that car. You know, right. I guess it was Hezbollah, because they're not going to be happy till they can set off some nuke right on our butts and claim Iran did it, you know, or Israel, or Russia, exactly. Or China, or exactly. God knows who, because we can't have any friends over there. But what I've been asking Congress all week is, when have they ever lifted a finger to help us in any way, shape, or form other than having an AIPAC conference and putting money in your reelection coffers? I haven't seen a damn thing Israel's ever done for us, but there is one country that said, if we help them, Americans are going to die. And I don't remember what country it was, but I can understand being ticked. I'm ticked. I don't know why everybody isn't having a fit over this.
Right on, Ms. Lynn. I love you.
Good call. Great call. Anything else before we let you go?
No, but call Capitol Hill and raise hell, because I had a friend last night say to me, I can't believe the FBI hadn't knocked on your door. And I said, I was wondering that by the 8th.
All right.
Absolutely right. You're right on target. You're one of the very few sane Americans left out there. Well, what's your rant reminded me of? It's the same kind of principle where old people were allowed to die in the hospital of poison vaccines without the benefit of their relatives by their side. It's the same kind of torture that's being done everywhere as long as the Jews are involved, and they're involved in all of it.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, both ends, all the way around. Yep. And Hamas now, other than the fact that they were supposedly the terrorists that nobody can identify, you know, it's code for Palestinians and Gazans at this point now.
That's right.
I mean, they
are
going to eradicate those people.
Right. They'd like to, yeah. Yep.
I know they are. There are a million people that are now homeless over in Gaza. And if you listen to Gallant's three-step plan, one was airstrikes to ground forces, but no boots on the ground of ours in Ukraine, and then crickets in that damn speech the other night. And third, they will take no responsibility for Gaza. I'm like, what the hell does that mean?
It means they're going to level it and kill everybody in it.
And put in oceanfront Jewish property settlements.
Yes,
right?
Yes, that's what it's going to be.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, bless your hearts. Bye. Thank you.
Call anytime.
I'm not Sam or whoever that person is bugging you. May go to sleep, not wake up. Thank you.
One of the things about, you know, the Maccabee system, always remember Judah Maccabee, that these Likudniks model themselves after, were just as likely to take out a Jew as a Gentile if they thought that Jew wasn't doing what they're supposed to do. So this idea of these liberal Jews at this peace festival, that's prime, you know, targets for the Likudniks that said, you're the ones starting the civil war against us, and, you know, we're going to use you, and then wave the bloody shirt. So that's one of my you know, conspiracy theories, if you will, hypothesis.
No, you're right. It's like Jews don't realize that their own leadership will kill them if it serves a greater purpose.
That's right. All right, Mr. Producer, could I get Mr. Robert in Illinois, please? Mr. Robert, are you there, sir?
Yeah, this is Heritage American Chicago Brew at your service here.
Oh, good to hear from you.
Good, good. Hey, John, it's not Russ, it's Reese that's been harassing you the last couple days there.
Yeah.
Kaminsky. So, yeah, it's Reese from New York. Who knows if whatever. But yeah, I don't actually think he's actually Jewish. I just think he's just got a, I don't know, he just wants to be an aggravator. I don't know why he's doing this, but, you know, it's just, it doesn't make good radio. We'll put it that way.
It's a Jew thing. It's a Jew. That's what they do.
Well, he's from New York, so, you know, they get all sorts of corruption going on there. But, you know, the Bolshevik population has done plenty for us. You know, they help curb our vocabulary. You know, they you know, we get to use Nazi more often because of them. We get to speak highly of the homosexuals, and we get to incorporate, cutting off, changing our sexes, you know, our gender from, you know, boy to girl and so on and so forth. And, you know, they just offer us so much. And then they got this great marketing program. You were on Fetch, you were listening to Fetch's First Hour when he played that clip where, you know, when we're giving them money now, like they want to give them another $14 billion and they're saying it's for weapons. Right. Now, imagine, and my first idea is like, this is like, we need more money for weapons. What do you just go over to the convenience store and here's $14 billion and you got weapons in your lap? I mean, how does that work? I mean, how many weapons there do they actually got on file in inventory that, you know, we've been giving it out to Ukraine and everywhere else, and now Israel needs it. Here's $14 billion. Go down to the corner store and get yourself $14 billion worth of weapons. You know, I don't think it works like that.
Fully half of that comes back to American politicians.
Exactly. Right. Or funneling into NGO groups. Yeah, they're either politicians or grooming future politicians through NGOs.
Well, here's the thing. I think $14 billion goes really towards their marketing campaign, because then what I just mentioned, the Fetcher show, he played a clip where they're actually paying social media influencers $1,000 for anybody that does, you know, online posts and whatever on TikTok or Twitter or wherever, talking smack, saying Hamas is evil, Hamas is terrorists, we love Israel, defend Israel. They're paying these people $1,000 a piece when they start doing videos. So I think the $14 billion goes a long way, just like COVID, marketing COVID like they did, and they paid all these influencers. They're marketing off, you know, Israel good, Hamas bad, and so on and so forth. Now, which also
gives
me an idea.
We're about to run out of time, so I'm going to have to shut you off, Chicago. Yeah, I hate to do it, but we're about out of time.
All right, guys, you take care.
Thanks so much for calling, and call earlier next time.
Will do.
But yeah, you know, we old timers, you know, we know about the megaphonies. We know about the Hasbrats. We know how the Hillel fraternities on these college campuses are getting their college tuition paid for by all this Israeli money. And all they have to do is make people like my life miserable, you know, calling me names on the internet. So, Mr. Kaminsky, and we are almost out of time, so I want to give you the last word. Thank you so much for coming on this evening. So, what's the last thing you want to talk about tonight?
I want to talk about you and your neighbors. We're worried about all of you. And if we don't start paying attention to the fact that we're not a free country and we're controlled by a foreign power, we're as good as dead.
There you go. Couldn't have said it better myself. All right. You have been listening to Blackburn on Saturday Snack Shack. I'm your host, Frederick C. Blackburn. I'd like to thank Mr. John Kaminsky, Truth warrior out there for years and years and years, and just, you know, appreciate your work all this time, and you know, really appreciate everything you've done, and hanging tough there, and we'll see what happens. So till next time, this is BB9 saying I will see you all at the rendezvous.
Thanks, Frederick.